Hello, this is Jana here, JN to Win, and it is still the 25th of April, or Easter Monday. And I've got some catching up to do because I didn't get round to Abu yesterday on Easter Sunday because we had a very long day. Got up quite early, to go and see Granny. And I suppose I can say for the record and for diary purposes that was the first time I got a skirt out. That's how good the weather was. Also, since it's such a rare occasion that I wear one, I suppose I might as well note it in the diary. And we had quite a good drive down. Granny lives in Wiltshire, so a bit of a way away from us. We had a really great day. So it wasn't too hot, and we went for a little walk. She lives next to a little, sort of a nature reserve. So it's like her back garden is a huge park. So we had a little walk there, and then the kids played lots of ball games, and Simon and I tried ourselves at very short distance tennis, which reminded me why I've given up tennis. My hands are too weak to hold the racket in place when the ball hits. I think I'm better at badminton. We should get ourselves a set, I think. And unfortunately, that's very liable to wind damage. So maybe not. And then we had an Easter egg hunt, of course. And stupidly, I forgot to take our Easter eggs for the children. So they got to have another Easter egg hunt today. Mind you, it didn't take much persuading, but they were quite hilarious in their own ways about finding Easter eggs or not. Amelia would just go straight past and not notice anything, and then she wouldn't even look. She'd just stroll along, and then she'd turn around and go, "No, I can't see anything," and she'd have walked past something. So she definitely hasn't got the hang of sort of looking behind every little bush and every little plant. And Henry, on the other hand, he'd see something, go pick it up, and then put it back. Like it's a feature of the garden. And then he'd go and pick up something else up, like a little stone rabbit, and then he'd put that back. And you'd have to go, "No, Henry, that's your Easter present, not the stone rabbit, the egg. Can you just take that with you?" And he just didn't get it. He did get it, however, today when I put out little Easter eggs with eggs in, and the eggs he'd seen before, so he definitely knew what that was. Actually, he spotted it before Amelia did. He was like, "Ha, chocolate!" So I think they ate quite a lot of chocolate today, so dinner didn't go down very well. And then we were back quite late yesterday, which was strange. The first time that the kids didn't fall asleep in the car. Well, Amelia did sort of 5 minutes before we got home, but Henry was still smiling at me when I turned around when we arrived. So I think they're a bit sleep deprived now, poor things. And today was sort of a typical day before school starts again, i.e. it was over in a flash. So I managed to do some more washing, which luckily still dried. And I dug out one rose that I wanted to plant somewhere else, and I did, but I had to, because it's a rose, I didn't get the whole root out, so I don't know whether it's going to survive. It looks a bit sorry for itself at the moment, but we'll see. It couldn't stay where it was anyhow, so 50-50 chance it's going to live. And I just prepared for school, sort of polishing Amelia's shoes, making sure we got her book bag ready with all the books in for tomorrow, and that was pretty much it. And yeah, luckily it's only 3 days and then we'll have another long weekend. I'm already looking forward to that. And that's Easter over now. Oh well, I'm sure there'll be the next thing coming up. Lots of bank holidays first. Anyway, I hope you all had a good Easter and a good break. I think I feel refreshed after 2 weeks of holidays. And I'll speak to you soon.